The U.S. Forest Service today unveiled updates to the Three Seas Group campground in the Ward. The upgraded Three Seas Group campground boasts a new group shelter with three picnic tables, a large fire pit, as well as an outhouse and a water supply. Most recently, Three Seas was used as an overflow site for other Ward Cove campgrounds. Karen Brand works as a recreation staff member within the Ketchikan Misty Fjords Ranger District. She says a Forest Service undertook a facility master planning effort in 2005, which led to a reassessment of how the space was to be used.
The site used to be four different campsites, and now the site has a large group use area that includes the shelter and the picnic tables and a fire ring. And the other three sites are more for parking or for tent platforms.
She says the entire campground can be rented by groups, providing users with a level of privacy not offered in other campgrounds within Ketchikan.
One of the really positive things about the area is that you are set off by yourself. So you have a gate, you have your own restroom, you have your own trash cans, so everything's very private. If you're a group that wants to have some quiet time, or you want to, maybe you're the loud group. And so you want to be by yourself. You can do that, too. So,
Brent says various nonprofit groups have already begun renting the space, but she expects it will also be popular with private groups.
What I anticipate it'll be very popular with is extended or large family groups,
yeah,
that basically want an area where their kids can bring, they can bring their bikes in, they can just be all together and not worry about who they're next to.
In addition to upgrading the recreational facility, the Forest Service built an interpretive board that details the site's history of use as an Aleut relocation camp during World War II. Brand says the site was initially developed before the war.
In the 1930s, the Civilian Conservation Corps built the road into this area and started putting up a camp. And they worked on projects with both the Forest Service and other entities are in and around the city of Ketchikan and community of Ketchikan. But they actually built their camp here in this general vicinity. They had a series of tent platforms. They had bath houses. They had bunk houses. They had all sorts of things going on. And they really helped develop and build Ward Lake.
The use of the site changed drastically after the Japanese invaded the Aleutian Islands in 1942, taking an entire 42-person village captive and moving them to a prisoner camp in Japan. In response, the U.S. government decided to relocate the remaining 880 Aleuts in the area, allowing each person to take with them only one suitcase and a roll of blankets. 160 of the evacuees were brought to the Three Seas campground. Brand says the conditions in which the relocated Aleuts lived in were less than ideal.
The camp at the time was not a great condition for them. There's about 160 of them that came. Camp was set up for about 65 folks, so it wasn't comfortable at all. It was very foreign with the trees and different landscape.
Sewer systems were overwhelmed, and the lake was eventually closed to the public during that time. A total of 20 Aleuts did not survive the evacuation camps that had been established. While most Aleuts returned to the Aleutian Islands, some decided to remain in Ketchikan. John Diakonoff attended Friday's ceremony. His father was a teenager when he was brought to the relocation camp.
They came and pretty much took him out of there like in one day and put him on a ship and ended up here.
Diakonoff says his father had both good and bad memories of his time living at Ward Lake.
It went both ways. Sometimes it was pretty fun, but it was kind of scary. They'd never seen trees before. It's kind of funny. And just the whole climate is way different than what he was raised in.
The relocation camp operated for 3 years. The Three Seas campground can be rented from the Ketchikan Misty Fjords Ranger District for $40 a day. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.